We read, "Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and everything else will be given to you as well."
马太福音六章三十三节写道，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
And in Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 38, we read, Jesus replied, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment.
马太福音二十二章三十七到三十八节，耶稣对他说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。
And again, in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verse 41, when Jesus is talking to Martha and Mary, he says, Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about so many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.
在路加福音十章四十一到四十二节，耶稣对马大说，马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
So as Christians, our life should be centered around God instead of trying to find a place in our life to put God into.
所以呢，我们作为基督徒的生活呢，应该是以神为中心，而不是给神找一个地方。
And apart from Christ Himself, there are very few people who exhibit this better than King David in the Bible.
除了耶稣，可能没有别人比大卫更能做我们以神为中心生活的榜样了。
And so what I want to do this morning is to kind of briefly go through the whole story of David's life and to present some concepts that come from it and to ask you some questions just to kind of think about for yourself.
So 今天早晨呢，我给你们回顾一下大卫的生活，然后在讲的过程中呢，可能会问你们一些大卫的经历的一些问题，让我们能思考一下大卫这个人。
So I'll start in the place in the book of 1 Samuel where Saul has, the first king of Israel, has disobeyed God and God has taken his spirit away from him.
好，我们先看一下撒母耳记的上中扫罗关于扫罗的故事他因为他不服从上帝，所以呢神呢把他的权力呢拿走，也夺走了生命。
So we'll start at 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1, where we read, The Lord said to Samuel, How long will you mourn for Saul, since I have rejected him as king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king.
在撒母耳记上16章1节写道，耶和华对撒母耳说，我既厌弃扫罗做以色列的王，你为他悲伤到几时呢？你将膏油盛满了脚，我差遣你往伯利恒人耶西那里去，因为我在他众子之内预定一个作王的。
So God called David.
So, 所以呢，神呼召了大卫。
And God calls us.
神也呼召我们。
So it's important for us to remember that we should always remember everything that's good about our lives and everything that's good about who we are is something that God initiated.
所以我们应该记得，在我们生活中所有美好的事情和那些美好的人呢，其实都是来自于神。
So the question I have is, if you were a believer, what was your role in becoming a Christian?
所以我的第一个问题呢是，如果你是个基督徒，那么在你成为基督徒的过程中你都做了些什么？
And afterwards, when Samuel saw Eliab, the son of Jesse, he says, The Lord does not look at the things man looks at,Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
所以呢，在撒母耳看到以利亚耶西的一个儿子，在撒母耳记上十六章七节中写道：“耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。”
So here we're reminded that it's our heart that matters, which is the theme that Jesus has throughout the Gospels.
所以最重要的是我们内心，这也是耶稣在福音书中一直给我们讲到的。
Do you have a heart that loves God?
你有一个爱神的心吗？
So in Samuel 16, we read, So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers, and from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came down upon David in power.
在撒母耳记上16章13节中写到，撒母耳就用脚里的膏油在他诸兄中膏了他，从这日起，耶和华的灵就大大感动大卫。
So here we're reminded that all power that's important comes from the Holy Spirit, and there's no power on earth that can overcome it.
所有的能力啊，都从圣灵来，在地上没有任何能力可以胜过它。
Have you received the power of the Holy Spirit in your life?
你从圣灵那里得到能力了吗？
If not, it's something we need to ask God to give us.
如果没有的话，我们真是应该求神啊，给我们从圣灵那里来的能力。
So David is called in to serve King Saul.
大卫被招呼来帮助扫罗。
And the giant Goliath is threatening the Israelites.
巨人哥利亚呢，让以色列人非常的害怕。
So we read, your servant, and this is David talking, your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This is Goliath talking. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from this hand of the Philistine. All those who gathered here will know that this is not by sword or by spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands.
在撒母耳记上17章36到37节写道，你仆人曾打死狮子和熊，这未受割礼的非利士人向永生神的军队骂阵，也必像狮子和熊一般。大卫又说，耶和华救我脱离狮子和熊的爪，也必救我脱离这非利士人的手，又使这众人知道耶和华使人得胜，不是用刀用枪，因为征战的胜败全在乎耶和华，他必将你们交在我们手里。
So we see here that David recognizes God as a living God.
所以你们看到这里面大卫呢他把神当作一个真是活的神。
And God is the deliverer.
而神呢说到做到。
There is no other God than God, and God will win the battle.
没有别的神能够让我们赢得我们的征战。
And we're reminded of the verse in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12.Where the Apostle Paul writes, For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
所以在以弗所书16章12节中写道，因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Do you believe that God is a living God?
你相信我们的神是一个活的神吗？
In Samuel chapter 19, David's chosen to play the harp for Saul, but Saul is starting to lose his mind and he throws a spear at David. And David runs away with some help from Michal, who's the daughter of Saul. And then Jonathan, the son of Saul, determines that his father, Saul, is actually really does want to kill David.
所以在撒母耳记19章中有写到大卫为扫罗弹竖琴，但是扫罗被恶魔控制，把枪刺向大卫。大卫在米甲的帮助下逃走了。约拿丹发现他的父亲扫罗的确想杀死大卫。
And so Jonathan, realizing that his father Saul was trying to kill his friend, says, "Go in peace, for we have sworn friendship with each other in the name of the Lord, saying, 'The Lord has witnessed between you and me, and between you and your descendants, and my descendants forever.'" Then David left, and Jonathan went back to the town.
当约拿丹发现他的父亲扫罗的确是想杀大卫，他就对大卫说，我们二人曾指着耶和华的名起誓，愿耶和华在你我中间，并你我后裔中间为证，直到永远。如今你平平安安的去吧。大卫就起身走了，约拿丹也回城里去了。
And what's important for us to learn here is that David and Jonathan held consider themselves accountable to God.
这里我们看到大卫呢和约拿丹呢他们认为他们是应该向神负责。
Do you consider God himself to hold you accountable to your promises?
你认为神会让你为你的誓言负责吗？
Then afterwards, David hears about the Philistines attacking the people in Keilah, and he asked the Lord if he should attack them.And the Lord said he should, but then his men were afraid and they didn't want to go.
当大卫听说非利士人攻击基伊拉，他问神他是否应该攻击非利士人。神说他应该去，但是大卫的随从们都很害怕，不愿意去。
But David obeyed and he says, so David and his men went to Keilah, fought the Philistines and carried off their livestock. He inflicted heavy losses on the Philistines and saved the people of Keilah.
大卫呢，最后还是顺从了神，他和他的仆人们一起往基伊拉去，与非利士人打仗，大大杀败他们，又夺获他们的牲畜，这样大卫救了基伊拉的居民。
So David obeyed God not only against all odds, but even against the advice of his own people who were trying to keep him from obeying God.
大卫呢顺服神，不顾一切困难，也没有被他自己人的想法所左右。
So are you willing to obey God against the opinion of those who are close to you?
你愿意顺服神，而不被你周围的人的观点所左右吗？
It's pretty hard to do sometimes.
有的时候这的确是很难做到的。
So when David and his men were in Gedi, Saul came to him again, and David has a chance to kill Saul, and he's encouraged by his men to go ahead and kill him. But instead, David cuts the corner of Saul's robe off while he's in a cave relieving himself.
当大卫和他的随从在隐基底的时候，扫罗又来抓他。大卫有一个可以杀死扫罗的机会，而且他仆人们也让他这样做。可是大卫呢，在扫罗接手的时候，把扫罗衣襟的一角剪下。
We read, after David was conscience-stricken for having cut off a corner of his robe, of Saul's robe, he said to his men, "The Lord forbid that I should do such a thing to my master, the Lord's anointed, or lift my hand against him, for he is the anointed of the Lord." And with these words, David rebuked his men and did not allow them to attack Saul. And Saul left the cave and went on his way.
在这之后呢，大卫心里自责，因为割下扫罗的衣襟。 就对跟随他的人说：“我的主乃是耶和华的受膏者，我在耶和华面前万不敢伸手害他，因他是耶和华的受膏者。”大卫用这话拦住跟随他的人，不容他们起来害扫罗。扫罗起来从洞里面就出去了。
And then David calls from outside the cave, "May the Lord judge between you and me, and may the Lord avenge the wrongs you have done to me, but my hand will not touch you."
随后呢，大卫也起来从洞里出去呼叫扫罗。 他说：“愿耶和华在你我中间判断是非，在你身上为我伸冤，我却不亲手加害于你。”So
David, even faced with his enemy, remains loyal to God's authority and to God's plan, even if he doesn't understand it.
大卫呢，忠于神的权威和神的计划，即使他自己不是完全的理解。Do
you trust God's authority and God's plan for your life, even when you don't understand it?
你相信神的主权和他对你生命的计划，即便是你这些计划看起来不是很合理吗？
Then there is a situation with Nabal and Abigail.
在这之后呢，大卫遇到了拿巴和亚比该。Nabal
had been protecting, David had been protecting Nabal's shepherds, and then they needed some food, but then Nabal refused to give them food.
大卫的仆人呢，一直在保护拿巴的牧人。 这时候呢，大卫他们需要一些食物，但是拿巴呢拒绝给他们食物。
And at first David was very angry and he said, "Put on your swords, they're going to go kill Nabal."
开始的时候大卫非常生气，跟他的仆人说，带上你们的刀，他们要一起把拿巴和他们家人都杀死。
But then Abigail, who's Nabal's wife, intercedes with gifts of food and David decides not to kill Nabal and his family. And then David was very thankful to Abigail for keeping him from killing Nabal.
在之后呢，亚比该她是拿巴的妻子，她在大卫去杀拿巴的途中呢，就拦住了大卫，给了他们很多食物，所以呢，大卫呢决定不杀拿巴和他家人，大卫很感激亚比该。And
later, after Nabal dies, David ends up marrying Abigail.
之后呢，拿巴死了，然后呢，大卫呢就娶了亚比盖为妻。So
I have a multiple choice test as to why David did not kill Nabal.
现在我给你们一个多项选择题，为什么大卫没有杀拿巴？A.
He was afraid he might get killed in the conflict.
A. 他害怕在冲突中被杀死。B.
She kept him from avenging Nabal with his own hands instead of trusting in God's justice? Or C, he saw an opportunity to get a very intelligent and attractive wife.
C, 他看到一个找一个美丽聪明的妻子的机会。
I think we know the answer is B, that she kept him from avenging Nabal, and so he trusted God's justice instead.
Yeah, B 是正确答案。Yeah.
So David said to Abigail, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, who has sent you today to meet me. May you be blessed for your good judgment and for keeping me from bloodshed this day and from avenging myself with my own hands."
大卫对亚比该说，耶和华以色列的神是应当称颂的，因为他今日使你来迎接我，你和你的见识也当称赞，因为你今日拦住我亲手报仇流人的血。
And God ended up punishing Nabal, and then David married Abigail.
Yeah, 之后呢，神杀了拿巴，大卫呢娶了亚比盖为妻。
So here we can learn that David was wise enough to listen to wise people.
这里我们看到大卫他从神来的那里智慧，也很谦卑，能够听从别人的意见。
My question is, do you respond with appreciation to people who correct you in God's word?
我的问题是，你感激那些用神的话语改正劝你改正的人吗？
Ultimately, Saul and his sons were defeated by the Philistines, and then Saul ends up taking his own life.
最后呢，扫罗呢被非利士人打败，而扫罗呢也在战争中自杀身亡。
And then David is crowned king of Judah, his own province.
大卫呢成了犹大的王。
However, Saul's general Abner made one of Saul's sons king of the rest of Israel. And Abner ended up killing Asahel, who was the brother of Joab, who was David's general. So Joab murdered Abner, and then David was upset.
然而呢，亚尼尔让扫罗的一个儿子成为以色列其他地方的王，亚尼尔呢，在战争中不得不因为自卫的原因不得不杀亚撒黑，亚撒黑呢是大卫将军约雅的兄弟，那所以后来呢，约雅为了报仇呢，谋杀了亚尼尔，大卫呢很失望，很伤心。
And David was upset because Abner had become an ally of David, but then Joab came and murdered him anyway.
大卫很伤心，因为亚尼尔呢后来呢就是和他成为同盟，本来是他们互相征战的，但是呢他的将军约雅呢却因为自己兄弟的这个仇把他的他们的一个同盟这个亚尼尔谋杀了。
And David says, "And today though I am anointed king, I am weak, and these sons of Zeruiah are too strong for me. May the Lord repay the evildoer according to his deeds."
所以大卫说呢，我虽然受膏为王，今天还是软弱，这洗亚鲁的两个儿子比我强刚强，愿耶和华照着恶人所行的恶报应他。
And these verses remind us of the writings of Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, where he says, "My grace is sufficient for you, my power is made perfect in your weakness."
这些经文和保罗说的关于他的软弱就是神的刚强很类似，在哥林多后书十二章九节中写道，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
If you think about your weaknesses for a minute, do you consider them to be God's strength?
如果你想一想你的弱点你会认为这些其实就是神的刚强吗？
Then David is made king over all Israel.
大卫呢这之后就成了全以色列的王。
And David conquered the Jebusites and takes Jerusalem to be his capital.
大卫打败了耶布斯人，占领了耶路撒冷，定耶路撒冷为他们的首都。
We read, David then took up residence in the fortress and called it the City of David. He built up the area around it from supporting terraces inward, and he became more and more powerful because the Lord was with him.
大卫住在城堡里，给城堡起名叫大卫城。大卫又从米罗以里周围筑墙，大卫日渐强盛，因为耶和华万军之神与他同在。
What has the Lord accomplished in your life?
神在你的生命中成就了什么？
So David wants there to be a house for the Ark of the Covenant, but God refuses.
大卫想给约柜建个殿，但神拒绝了。
But God declares to the prophet Nathan that David's line will be established forever. And David responds humbly.
神通过拿单告诉大卫，他必使大卫的后裔， 接续他的位，必鉴定他的过。大卫啊，也很谦卑的回应了神。
And then the Bible lists a long list of David's many victories over this country and this country and this country, and he continues to be very, very successful.
在之后呢，圣经啊里面啊列举了大卫的一连串的胜利。
But then, as we all know, he committed the sin with Bathsheba.
可然后呢，我们大家都知道，大卫在八十八身上犯了罪。
He saw her on the roof bathing and had her brought to his palace. And then when she became pregnant, David had her husband killed, so he could marry her.
他在王宫的房顶上看到八十八在洗澡，就把她带到宫中。当她怀孕以后呢，大卫就让她的丈夫呢战争中被杀死，所以自己可以和她结婚，和八十八结婚。
And he's challenged by the prophet Nathan, and his response is, "I have sinned against the Lord."
当先知拿单谴责大卫的时候，大卫说我得罪耶和华了。
My question is, do you see your sin as offensive to God, or do you merely regret it for your own sake?
这里我的问题是，你认为你的罪是得罪神，还是就是因为自己的一些缘故，觉得只是有些遗憾呢？
And this is when God's life starts to begin to unravel. Really, he never considered God to be unjust, but David pleaded with the Lord to save the baby that Bathsheba was going to have for him, but the baby dies anyway. And then David's son Absalom rises to power, and David has to run away from Jerusalem, his own city that he's established as his throne. And he really wants the Ark of the Covenant to be brought back to Jerusalem and to return to Jerusalem himself, but he's exiled from his own city.
这时候呢，大卫的生活呢开始了遭到破坏但是他从来没有怀疑过神的公义他曾经让神不要杀他和八十八第一个儿子，但是呢，神没有答应他。在之后呢，大卫的一个儿子呢亚沙龙呢因为计谋让自己的权势变得很大甚至要威胁大卫和他们其他家人的生命，所以大卫呢从耶路撒冷逃走了。在这过程中呢，就是有人想要把这个约柜呢从耶路撒冷带走，但是大卫呢还是想把这个约柜呢留在耶路撒冷，因为他也自己想亲自回到耶路撒冷。
So then the king says to Zadok, who's the priest, "Take the ark of God back into the city. If I find favor in the Lord's eyes, he will bring me back and let me see it in his dwelling place again. But if he says, 'I am not pleased with you,' then I am ready. Let him do whatever seems good to him."
之后呢，大卫对撒都说，你将神的约柜抬回城去，我若在耶和华眼前蒙恩，他必使我回来再见约柜和他的居所。倘若他说我不喜悦你，看哪，我在这里，愿他凭自己的意志待我。
So once again, David, being a man of God, puts God's desires ahead of his own desires.
所以在这里呢，大卫呢又一次把神的旨意放在自己的强烈的意愿之上。
Do you trust God's will with the things that you really, really want?
对有些你特别想要的东西，你是不是更相信神的旨意，而不是自己的意愿呢？
So finally, Joab ends up killing David's son Absalom, and David does get to return to Jerusalem, and David gives his last words to Solomon.
最后呢，约押呢在战争中杀了大卫的儿子亚沙龙，大卫呢能够重新回到耶路撒冷。下面是大卫给所罗门最后的话。
And Solomon is David's second son who was born to Bathsheba.
所罗门呢是大卫和八十八的第二个儿子。
And David says to Solomon, "I am about to go the way of all the earth." He said, "So be strong, show yourself a man, and observe what the Lord your God requires. Walk in his ways and keep his decrees and his commands, his laws and requirements, as written in the law of Moses, so that you may prosper in all you do and wherever you go."
大卫对所罗门说，我现在要走世人必走的路，所以你当刚强，做大丈夫，遵守耶和华你神所吩咐的，照着摩西律法上所写的行主的道，谨守他的律例、诫命、典章、法度，这样你无论做什么事，不拘往何处去，尽都亨通。
So David completes his life of a man focused on God and leaves us with this advice that we can live by too.
所以呢，最后呢，神，最后呢，大卫呢，在这时候呢，就结束了他整个以神为中心的一生，也能，给我们，也告诉了我们一些我们，能够对我们生活有意义的，话。
And again, it reminds us of Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you.
所以呢，又回到我们之前所提过的哈，也就是先寻求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear God, we thank you for your word and the example that David gives to us in our lives.
主啊，我们感谢你给我们这样的话语和大卫他这样的一个例子。
And just like David, we sin, Lord. We have a temper. We give in to our desires, and we make mistakes.
就像大卫一样我们也犯罪我们有我们各样的欲望。
We pray that you strengthen our hearts to be like David in coming back to you, Lord, and just recognizing as you as the only God, the only Lord of our lives.
求你保守我们，就像你带领大卫让我们能够回到你。你的身边把你当作我们唯一的神。
I pray that you give us humble hearts to bow down before you, Lord, and to put all of our life before you.
给我们一个谦卑的心让我们把你的旨意放在前面过一个谦卑的生活。
We thank you for your love and your faithfulness and your grace through Jesus Christ.
感谢我们谢谢你的爱和你的信实。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah, 感谢 Kevin 弟兄美好的信息。我们现在唱一首回应的诗歌。
Thanks for the wonderful message from Brother Kevin.Now let's sing Amazing Grace. Please stand up.
七恩典，yeah, 请站立。
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch.Like me, I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fear.Amazing grace. amazing grace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbear to shine, but God who called me here below will be forevermore. You are forevermore.
好，最后我们起立一起唱三一颂。唱完以后Kevin 为我们祝祷。主导以后我们有一段默祷的时间音乐结束以后散会中午有午饭请坐。
And I will continue to stand and sing doxology, and Brother Kevin will say the concluding prayer, and then we'll have the silent prayer time, and after that we will have lunch today too.
请坐。
Doxology. Okay, we are singing doxology.
Okay, yeah, we are singing doxology.
I guess we don't have music today, so...
Yeah.
Praise God from whom all blessings come. 地上生命当赞主恩。天上万军颂赞主名，赞美圣父圣子圣灵，阿
门。亲爱的主，我们感谢你，让我们一起能够在今天早上敬拜你。感谢你的话语给我们的鼓励。
We ask the blessing of safety on all of our brothers and sisters who will be returning home from Lake Yale.
求你保守那些从Lake Yale回来的弟兄姐妹。
And I pray that you might empower our church with the refreshment and the new energy that you've given them through this retreat.
也求你能够给他们新的力量能够回来更好的服侍你。
Please bless our day today with your purposes.
保守我们每天的生活，按照我们按照你的旨意。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 我们没有音乐，我们自己有一段默祷的时间，然后散会。我们今天中午有午饭。
We will have our silent prayer, and after that, we will. It will be our lunch time. Okay, thank you.